Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Joining us right now to talk more about what happened last night and hopefully the Braves getting back on the winning track in Chi-Town, it's Nick Green, a decade in Major League Baseball now with Fox Sports South. Hey, Nick, how you been, man?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
What'd you think of that? I mean, Contreras has a rep as kind of a, well, kind of a turd, but what did you make of his conduct last night?
It was interesting. I didn't really see what happened initially. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, I think it was a little petty, honestly. I know Contreras was frustrated about the strike two call, which was definitely a ball down in the strike zone. But the Cubs were getting the same call. So I don't know if Flowers said something to him or just smiled at him when he was complaining to the umpire or not, but it set him off. And when you know Contreras and know what his history is, it doesn't surprise you one bit. I was a little bit, I guess, caught off guard with the fact that he was rounding the bases so demonstratively and he hits home plate, starts yelling at Flowers, then runs to the dugout instead of standing there and talking to him like a man. So it is what it is, and I think it's going to blow over, but it makes for some interesting baseball for sure.
Yeah, Nick, and with that being said, I actually enjoyed watching it. It was entertaining, and I think just speaking about the sport of baseball, and I played football my entire life, emotions is something that I think the game sometimes lacks as far as, you know, individuals really showing their personality and getting emotionally caught up in the ball game. Now, granted, Contreras can be a bit difficult, and we know that, and like Mike said, he's known to be a turd, but when he went to that level, the atmosphere changed in Wrigley Field. It seems like the crowd got more involved, and of course, the momentum started to roll in their favor, and I think that kind of catapult them to being successful like we saw. And I think it's something that I wouldn't mind seeing a little bit of that more often, to tell you the truth.
I like it too. And I was more old school probably 3 or 4 years ago, but I like it. I like people showing their emotions. I like guys getting excited about different things. Obviously there's a time and place for some of it, and there's not a time and place for some of it as well. But I do like the emotion. And you know, from playing this at a professional level and at a high level, your intensity is so high in the game situation. Contreras was frustrated because he got a strike two called on that he felt like it was a ball, which was.
Right.
That makes you angry as a competitor. Then if Flowers said anything, which we don't know if he did or not, that makes you even more angry. And I've done so many things that I regret throughout my career, just being a little bit of a hothead here and there. I do like the intensity. I think some of it should be channeled down a little bit, but I think it's good for baseball in a sense of getting fans excited about it, getting people wanting to watch the game.
Right.
We don't know what's going to happen tonight, and probably more than likely nothing is going to happen, but it's going to have people tuning in to see if anything is going to happen. So I think it is good for the game of baseball. And again, I think there's a time and place for some of it. Some of it I don't like, some of it I'm okay with. So I'm growing into more of a new school type of attitude, and these guys are enjoying what they're doing. They have intensity, and they're having fun out there.
It's Nick Green with his guys, former Brave, a decade in the show, and now he's on Fox Sports South, joins us here on the WadeFord.com hotline. Also, you know, we've kind of got our energy guy, if you will, in Josh Donaldson. You know, Brian McCann is old school, Nick, and Josh is a guy that, you know, he kind of marches to the beat of his own drum. He told the Cubs Madden to shh when they were kind of upset because the strike zone was a great mystery last night.
Yeah, I like that from Donaldson. I think it's something this team needs. And who knows? I mean, I didn't really get to play against Donaldson much, but who knows if the other team is okay with that or not. I don't think they really are. But it's something that's added to this roster, and I think they need something like that. You're not going to see Freddie Freeman do something like that. You're not going to see Brian McCann do something like that. But Donaldson plays with an edge, with a flair. And when he's going well, you're going to see that more often than not. And I'm okay with that, too. If you guys remember the other day, they had a situation, first and second, nobody out, and a bunt back to Donaldson. He makes the play. He gets the runner at third base, and he was pumped up. He was pumping his fist. He was jacked up. You never see that from this team. And I like it. I like that that intensity and that energy level that Donaldson brings to the table every day.
Yeah, I think every team should have that edginess from an individual. You know what I mean? A tone setter, a guy that can be the bouncer, the guy that gets things going emotionally, you know, or physically. And I think I agree with you when it comes to that. So what do you expect, Nick, to see tonight with Max Fried jumping on the mound? You got Alzolay for,
new guy.
For the Cubs making his second start. His first start, he was phenomenal. But looking at the history with Max Fried and the Cubs, granted, it's not a lot of history, but he's been so successful against the Cubs, only allowing one run in 11 innings. What do you expect to see with Fried stepping up tonight?
I want to see him bounce back from the four starts that were bad and have back-to-back good starts. We haven't seen him have back-to-back good starts in quite a while. I thought he was better last time out with his fastball command. That's definitely something you want to see. His curveball wasn't very good early on in his last start. I used a slider more. So I just want to see him command the strike zone a little bit better and throw competitive pitches inside the strike zone. When Max is struggling, he's outside the strike zone. The ball straight out of his hand is a ball. Hitters don't even offer at it, and then he's got to come middle because he has to throw strikes. So I want to see Max attacking the strike zone, being competitive with his fastball, not backing down. I know you can have a tendency to back down and try to nibble a little bit on the corners in Wrigley Field depending on how the wind's blowing. We saw a couple balls last night that shouldn't have been home runs that were home runs.
Right.
Contreras, one of those. And Dansby, probably another one. But that's how it works in Wrigley Field. So I don't want him to look at the elements and say, I've got to be perfect. And I think that's the biggest thing with Max Fried. He doesn't have to be perfect. His stuff is so good. You just want to see him have back-to-back good starts, which we haven't seen in a while.
It is Nick Green, guys, from Fox Sports South, breaking it down as the series continues up in Chi-Town. The thing about Julio last night is Julio had a really good run going back to May, and now 13 earned runs his last two starts. Nick, if you're going to have to worry about Soroka and Fried and their load management, we got to have a good Julio. I mean, otherwise we may have to go get another arm.
Julio needs to step up and get back on track. And I actually was loving the Julio we were seeing over those eight starts. And then the last two starts, it's almost like he's reverted back to the old Julio. He's missing down the middle. His slider hasn't been great consistently. Whenever he was on that stretch of eight starts in a row where he had the ERA under one, he wasn't giving in. And I feel like he's been giving in a little bit more. He's had a lot of trouble finishing guys off with two strikes. But for this rotation, Julio has to be good because he's that veteran guy that they rely on to give them innings. If he's going to give you four innings or five innings, that's not going to be good enough, especially with this young staff and putting the pressure on the bullpen to pick up innings as well. So hopefully Julio can get back on track next time out. But the Julio we saw the last two games wasn't very good.
Nick, how important is this Cubs series with the Braves? And looking at what they have going on in the division right now, a five-game lead on the Phillies, but yet and still they're playing against a very, very talented team, a team that's looking for some vengeance because the Braves just took advantage of the Cubs earlier in the year. But how important is this series when you look ahead outside of the Cubs?
I think any series is important. I mean, you don't want to look back on this series and say, oh, we got swept in a four-game series
right
in Chicago, and if we split that series, we would have won the division. So I think you have to look at this in a four-game series and look at a split as being a positive. I don't know necessarily that you look at this series and say, oh, if they don't win this series, that they aren't capable of winning in the playoffs or not a playoff team. I don't think you look at it like that. The Braves have won five series in a row,
right,
in 11 of the last 13 series. So they've been hot, and there's got to be a time where they cool off at some point. You just don't want it to be now. If it is, I have no doubt in my mind that this team's going to come back and play well the following series. So I'm not real worried about this series in particular, other than the fact that you don't want to lose a series just because of the sheer fact that you don't want to look back at this series late in the year and you've lost the division by one game and they get swept. You know, that's kind of how I look at the series. These guys look at it as game by game, which is cliche, but that's what they look at it as. They don't look at it and say, we've got to beat the Cubs. They just look at it as, we need to win today, and that's it.
Yeah, man. Max Fried on the bump as we're talking with Nick Green from Fox Sports South. I think it was either you or Brian or Tom or somebody on the broadcast was saying when we swept the Cubbies at home for the home opener, they're not going to be this bad the next time we see them. And they really, the Cubs have got it cooking. They can rake. The team I'm worried about, Nick, is the Dodgers and Cubs too, for that matter. What would be the thing? I mean, do you trust Luke Jackson? Do you give him another month to show he can do it? Or you say, I've got to go get a closer for this team?
Yeah, you've got to go get a closer. I think Luke has done a great job. I don't think he's necessarily a closer. I think he could be great in the seventh to eighth inning, but who are you going to get, who's available, and what's the cost? That's the question. I think Alex is going to make a move, but can you get a legit closer that you want? Is that even a possibility? So I'm curious to see how this thing all plays out with who Alex picks up, because you know he's going to make a move.
Right.
I know Felipe Vasquez in Pittsburgh is a guy that everybody's saying they would love to have here. I would love to have him too. Mm-hmm. And just in general, with the bullpen, I would love to see them get a couple of arms, not just one.
Right.
Obviously, I think you need a closer, but I think two arms would be definitely a step in the right direction. But when you look at baseball and the bullpens around baseball, I was reading an article yesterday, and the relievers' ERA around Major League Baseball in the month of June is 4.72. So it's not like it's just the Braves that have this problem. And you're looking at a bunch of other teams competing for the same guys that they feel like can help in the back end of the bullpen. So how hard is it going to be for Alex to get that legitimate closer? That's what we have to wait and see.
Great stuff, Nick. We'll all be watching tonight, man. Thanks so much for coming on.
All right, guys. See you.
You got it.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.